Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The International Court of Justice demanding Israel contain death and damage in Gaza, but stopping short of ordering a ceasefire. Closing arguments in former President Trump's defamation trial. Trump leaving the courtroom during prosecutor Roberta Kaplan's closing arguments today. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
As Kaplan continued to say that the former President Trump lied about E. Jean Carroll and that his statements were harmful to her leading up to this big ask for millions of dollars in damages, Trump simply rose from his chair and exited the courtroom.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says last night's execution of Alabama death row inmate Kenneth Smith by nitrogen gas, the first time the new method has been used, could amount to torture in violation of international human rights law. But Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says Smith got what he asked for. This is ABC News. American reporter Evan Gershkovich's pre-trial detention has been extended in Moscow. More from ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
Back in court again for another hearing, the same outcome. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested on espionage charges, will now remain behind bars until at least the end of March. That means the journalist will spend at least a year in custody in Russia. The 32-year-old was detained last spring while on a reporting trip some 1,200 miles east of Moscow. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
More tech layoffs, this time at Microsoft's gaming division. 1,900 employees at Activision Blizzard and Xbox are losing their jobs. The cuts come 3 months after Microsoft acquired Activision Blizzard for $69 billion. Big upset down under, 22-year-old Jannik Sinner beat Novak Djokovic in the semifinals of the Australian Open. Prior to this loss, Djokovic had won 33 straight matches at the Grand Slam. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try soon. Harry's is available online and in-store at a retailer near you. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/quality. That's harrys.com/quality. Or check us out at your local Costco for a price you can't find anywhere else. Just look for the Chrome Razor with 13 blade refills at your local Costco. You can't miss it. Exclusive to Costco.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The fog sticks around today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have temperatures near 40, north winds at around 5. Tonight, cloudy with areas of fog, lows low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, fog once again with highs in the upper 30s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas Girls High School basketball tonight. The Panthers host Elmwood Plum City. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Two people from Indiana were arrested and extradited to Wisconsin on charges stemming from a November shooting in Manitowoc. Ted Allen has an update.
Police there say their detectives traveled to Indianapolis to conduct a search warrant, which led to the arrest of 59-year-old Clarence L. Holder and 62-year-old Diane L. Holder. The two allegedly fled the scene of the shooting at a Manitowoc apartment before police arrived. The victim of the shooting was injured and hospitalized. Bail was set at $1 million for Clarence Holder and $100,000 for Diane Holder.
The Marinette County Medical Examiner's Office is trying to identify remains found inside of a trailer following a Tuesday morning fire in the town of Silver Cliff. Foul play is not suspected. And the Coast Guard had to rescue a dog from the cold waters of Lake Michigan on Thursday in Kenosha. The pup was rescued after 15 minutes in the water near the yacht club. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this. An authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank. That's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of IQ Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. The Madison Street project may be delayed by a year after bids for the project came in over $1 million over budget. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the city cannot afford the extra cost of the project.
It's the writing sort of on the wall with the amount of money that, and the way that this grant is set up, the way we'd have to borrow the money if we went all the way to the max to try to do the full thing. It just doesn't fall within the city ability to borrow, even if it, we would pay a bunch of it back right away and so on. And so no decision was made technically, but Cedar Corporation, an engineering firm, of course, city staff that's involved with it, are going to take a deeper dive into this. Can we change the project, set it back a year, still get the grant money and so on? There's a number of things that, that come together.
The project was expected to cost approximately $2.2 million, but the lowest bid was $3.2 million. There are now pictures to go along with the investigation into a check fraud scam in Menominee. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network says the suspect opened checking accounts at both Derry State Bank and Citizens Bank in Menominee earlier this month by using a fake driver's license. A few days later, they say the suspect came back and cashed fake checks worth about $15,000. There are pictures of the suspect, but no one has a name or any kind of license plate to go along with the case. The 15-year-old suspect in the Lily Peters homicide case will be tried as an adult. Chippewa County Judge Steve Gibbs issued the decision earlier this week, siding with the state in ruling that court proceedings in the 2022 slaying of the 10-year-old Peters will remain in adult court. The decision denies the suspect's petition for a reverse waiver into juvenile court. The suspect is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of sexual assault. Court documents show that the suspect was evaluated by doctors and diagnosed with, quote, multiple verified psychological disorders, unquote. Judge Gibbs agreed with prosecutors that moving the case to juvenile court would diminish the seriousness of the act. Wisconsin's governor could soon be facing questions about his role as an elector in the 2022 election. A judge yesterday said lawyers for former President Trump can question Governor Evers about what he said about the electors who met back in 2020 to support Trump. Evers said those electors committed a crime and should be held accountable. Those Trump electors have never been charged with a crime, and a lawsuit against them was dismissed without an admission or damages. The judge says the governor will get the questions in writing only after lawyers question everyone else in the case. A bill, if passed, would allow doctors to help terminally ill patients die in Minnesota. Medical aid in dying has been discussed by the Minnesota legislature for the past 8 years. So far, 10 states allow it. The bill, known as the End of Life Options Bill, has several qualifications, such as the patient has to be 18 years or older with a terminal illness that would kill them in 6 months. The bill was passed yesterday by the Minnesota Health Committee. You're listening to WRDN News.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
We'll add this to the list of concerns over the closing of two hospitals in western Wisconsin. UW Stout yesterday said it will now need a new student health care provider once Prevea closes its clinics in April. Prevea currently runs the Student Health Services Clinic in Menominee. The university yesterday said it's exploring its options. Prevea and HSHS this week announced that they would close their hospitals and clinics in the Chippewa Valley because of cost concerns. There could be pink slips coming at Jamf in Eau Claire. The company this week told the SEC that it would be laying off 6% of its full-time workforce. Jamf, however, is not saying just when those layoffs are coming or who would be laid off. Jamf started in Eau Claire and has an office near Phoenix Park, but there are offices in Texas and headquarters in Minneapolis. The company says the layoffs should happen in the first quarter of this year and be wrapped up by June. Two of the Republicans who write Wisconsin state budgets say there's no need to scrap plans for a tax cut simply because the state's expected to take in less money next year. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau this week had downgraded its revenue estimates. The LFB says Wisconsin's budget surplus should now be $3.1 billion as opposed to $3.5 billion at the end of the next summer. State Senator Howard Marklean and State Representative Mark Bourne said there's still plenty of money to pay for a $2 billion tax cut. The tax cut, they say, is aimed at families making under $150,000 a year and retirees in Wisconsin. Over-the-counter emergency contraception will now be covered for Wisconsin's Badger Care Plus members. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services issued the standing order, which will allow members to get emergency contraception at Medicaid-enrolled pharmacies without a prescription from a doctor. Currently, costs are covered only when a doctor's prescription, which may require an appointment. DHS says the order applies statewide. Medical marijuana in Wisconsin is hitting a dead end. Speaker Robin Voss had made it clear that the bill from Assembly Republicans would not be amended. Now a key Senate supporter of medical cannabis says the efforts to pass the bill are pointless, absent a willingness by Voss to negotiate. Tomahawk Republican Senator Mary Felskowski told Milwaukee's CBS 58 she doesn't see anything happening this session. Senate Republicans object to having state-run medical marijuana dispensaries, preferring that it be done through the private sector. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A unique vehicle was in Durand on Wednesday as the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile made a stop in downtown Durand. Samantha Benish from Nelson is one of the hot doggers, drivers of the Wienermobile. While a student at UW-Madison, she saw the Wienermobile on campus and decided to apply for the one-year position. Benish says she's already been to 12 states.
So for the first 6 months of your adventure with the Wienermobile, you're in one region with one partner. So I was in the southeast part of the country for the last 6 months. I went to 12 states with my previous co-pilot, Ketchup Carson. And now I am back in the Midwest for the next 6 months until June with my other co-pilot, Hammy Sammy.
After her one-year stint as a hot dogger, Benish hopes to return to Western Wisconsin to work in broadcast journalism. Now, according to Benish, the Wienermobile is available for events at no charge. To apply to have the Wienermobile for an event, visit the Oscar Mayer website. She says, though, you should apply 3 to 5 months in advance of your event. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Patchy drizzle and areas of fog continuing as we're stuck under cloudy skies and high temperatures spiking to the low 40s. Too warm for winter, which is why the widespread fog becomes even denser tonight and lingers through tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Magical moments brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes it look like I have magical powers. It helps me clean just about everything inside my house, like dirty walls, messy kitchens, grimy bathrooms, and it even helps me keep my patio furniture looking like new. I can count on Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to power through tough messes, making it look like I spent hours cleaning, even though I didn't. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes cleaning look easy.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
The Bucks shoot for their fourth straight win tonight when they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks ended the Cavaliers' 8-game winning streak on Wednesday. Big Ten leading Badgers host Michigan State in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. Wisconsin 7-1, a half game better than Purdue atop the Big Ten standings. They're shooting for a series sweep over the Spartans tonight. Third-ranked hockey Badgers open a 2-game weekend series at Michigan tonight. The Badgers lead the nation in wins with 19. Forward David Cilia says they've come a long way.
It's hard to even put it in words, I guess, that everyone's just kind of gelling. And as the season goes on, people start to find their roles. And so just buying into that and moving forward, I think, is huge for us.
Second-ranked Badger women on the road at Minnesota Duluth this afternoon. NFL will have its Super Bowl teams in place by the end of the weekend. Kansas City facing Baltimore for the AFC Championship. The Lions and the 49ers meet in San Francisco for the NFC crown. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text CAR to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text CAR to 42424. That's CAR to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Don't need fancy housing, but when a doe is ready to kid, give her a place of her own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A kidding pen will bring comfort to the new little family as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Get closer to giving birth, build them a kidding pen. It provides them a safe place to give birth and bond with their babies. Penn State livestock educator Linda Spar likes mesh panels with see-through grids. They're comforting to the does because they get the nose-to-nose contact with other goats. A mama goat that can't see out can become agitated. You don't need a lot of space. A 4x4 kidding pen is usually enough room.
If you make it too big, then the doe gets in there and, you know, she can ignore her babies. If she doesn't like them, they can get a lot more, get up and go and do a lot more harm to their babies if you give them too much room. And a 4x4, she can stand up, she can turn around, she can bed down in the corner. The kids still have room to lay. She's forced to be close to them, but not so close that she lays on them.
Spar says the number one killer of baby goats is a floor draft. They can develop pneumonia or hypothermia, so make sure the barn has a venting system that allows cold air to only come in at the top of the building. She doesn't recommend adding heat to the pen unless absolutely necessary. A plastic dog kennel is a safe and simple way to keep them snug.
Put one of those in the corner, bed it up really nice, and they'll lay in there. And because they'll lay in there together, they'll really stay warm, and body heat will keep them warmer. So obviously, there are places in the country where it's extremely cold. You can get a heating mat. They're used mainly in farrowing barns with baby pigs, but they work really well for goats as well.
About a week after kidding, make a creep area in a warm corner where kids of similar size can be together. Arrange the panels so that the kids can get in, but the does can't. This allows the little ones to escape or rest. Learn more about kidding pens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The National Potato Council will be hosting a D.C. fly-in. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Standing up for potatoes on Capitol Hill. That's what will be going on late next month when the National Potato Council invites industry members to the nation's capital for the Washington Summit. National Potato Council CEO Cam Corliss says the summit is a great time to bring everyone together for a great cause.
Absolutely. So about 6 weeks from now, we will be in Washington at the end of February, kicks off on February 26th. Again, the merger of the NPC annual meeting and our Washington fly-ins. We'll seat our new board at that time, go through all our committee process, set policies for the organization, then go up on Capitol Hill and hopefully be able to move the needle on some of these important things.
The to-do list is long, but Corliss says it may not get done without farmers.
All of those kinds of things the federal government has a role in, all the way to tax policy and all these other things, really important for folks to be there and recognize that you have to be leaning into these issues because Washington won't generate the right result on its own. You've got to be advocating for yourself.
Corliss says the five-day event beginning February 26th will be spent delving into many important areas.
From the markets that you can ship your product to the way potatoes are classified by the federal government, to the environmental policies, what can you do on your land, what tools can you apply to make your crop more competitive or make it more vulnerable if you don't have those tools to pests and diseases.
Corliss adds that Washington won't generate the right results on its own, and farmers have to be advocating for themselves. You can learn more about the upcoming event at nationalpotatocouncil.org. Again, that's nationalpotatocouncil.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has confirmed a Sheboygan County deer farm tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The results was confirmed by the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa. The positive result came from a five-year-old buck. The premises is now quarantined, where it will remain while the Department of Ag and the U.S. Department of Agriculture veterinarians and staff conduct the investigation. Now, the deer on the farm will be euthanized to prevent the spread of CWD. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association is now accepting scholarship applications through February 23rd from high school seniors enrolled or planning to enroll at any university, technical college, or community college. Interested applicants must be a resident of Wisconsin with a background in the beef, veal, or dairy industry. Preferences may be given to those majoring in an agricultural-related field or attending a Wisconsin school. Now, to apply, students must submit completed applications, essays, two letters of recommendation, and a high school office enrollment verification form mailed to the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association's office or to be emailed to info@wisconsincattlemen.com. And again, application deadline is February 23rd. The Agriculture Council of America has announced that March 19th will be National Agriculture Day with the theme Agriculture, Growing a Climate for Tomorrow. Activities planned for the March 19th feature a virtual Ag Day program and in-person events in Washington. ACA will invite students to interact virtually with legislators and agency representatives delivering the Ag Day message. A core leadership team of college students will also participate in the D.C. events, along with representatives of national farm and commodity organizations and representatives of the food, fuel, and fiber communities. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, during his 2024 State of the State address on January 23rd, announced the approval of an additional conservation easement covering 54,898 acres of the Pelican River Forest to complete one of the largest conservation projects in Wisconsin history. Altogether, more than 67,000 acres of the Pelican River Forest will now be protected, ensuring the forest will remain open to the public in perpetuity for outdoor recreation activities such as fishing, hunting, skiing, trapping, and hiking. The 24 states that produced the most milk totaled 18.1 billion pounds in December, down 0.1% from December of 2022. November's revised production at 17.3 billion pounds was 0.6% below November of 2022. The November revision represented a decrease of 14 million pounds or less than 0.1% from November's preliminary production estimate. USDA says production per cow in the 24 major dairy states averaged 2,030 pounds for December. And the number of milk cows on farms in the 24 states, 8.9 million head, 17,000 head below December of 2022, but unchanged from November of 2023. The Surface Transportation Board announced it's adopted a final rule to amend its emergency services regulations to provide immediate relief for shippers in certain situations. The rule says the board may act on its own to direct emergency rail service and establish an accelerated process for acute service emergencies. The board has heard from a broad range of stakeholders about inconsistent and unreliable rail service and issued two orders mandating service in urgent situations. Stakeholder concerns have included railroad crew shortages and inability to move trains, tight car supplies and unfilled orders, delays in transportation for carload and bulk traffic, and ineffective customer assistance. This approach to managing service emergencies is a long-needed reform that will help level the playing field for shippers where rail service failures have caused an acute threat to their business or when emergency relief is necessary to protect the public, said Board Chair Martin Oberman. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
The stagnant air mass that's causing all the clouds and fog will continue to stick around for another day today in our ag weather forecast. Now that air mass will slowly move off to the east over the weekend, and Monday through Thursday will feel more like mid-March, with highs in the low to mid-40s and overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. We could even see some record-breaking temperatures. There's a possibility that temperatures will trend a bit warmer as well, depending on how much snow remains. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy. We'll have areas of dense fog and patchy drizzle. Highs near 40, light winds becoming northwest at around 5. Tonight, cloudy, areas of fog in the evening and lows in the low 30s, west winds at around 5. Tomorrow, cloudy, areas of fog and highs in the upper 30s. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny, highs upper 30s. Monday, partly cloudy, warmer, highs low 40s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs near 40. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs mid-40s. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the low 40s.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Still no wrong from right.
still no wrong from right. Sing a song about the heartland. Sing a song about my life.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through. And I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait. little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stick out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud. Catfish on a trot line. Sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. Get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Long time ago, before you wreck this one.
serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Together, same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jog ain't any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. Well, I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going. You say we make it true, baby. Oh, be honest, girl. Now, do you wanna do this or not? Should we keep up talking, girl, or should we just make them stop? There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it?
Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself to sleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you, not counting you. I've never had a heartache, not counting you. I never have been blue. No exceptions to the rule. I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. I've never got down on my knees and asked the Lord above if he would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you, not counting you. I've never had a heartache, not counting you. I never have been blue.
along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Turn it up, son. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud. She might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Ooh. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall. Feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk. But donkey-donk, keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk, but donkey donk.
Oh, son.
Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at two, but we're hanging. Slap your grandma. There ought to be